ומין קופסם אחר קליפ יוד ומחבר ומחבר פסנס like the רבין יויו and the rush will bring down three חלוקים ונגיע to the din of פס or a פס more like the din of פס losing it the din of פס. The first halacha is when it gets a bishul. If it's a bishul, so if the pruses are more than a kazayin, it still has retained its din pas, even if it doesn't have to reach the dinama, and it's still going to be a mitzvah. If it's less than a kazayin, then if it's a bishul, we say it doesn't have to reach the dinama, and doesn't have a mitzvah. So what is the din of bishul? Mr. Brewer, Sif Kahn Nun Beit, says, Haimu Shanas Alechem Bekli Rishon. Ava Bekli Sheni Lechashu Bishul. Medinoi Kmei Boi Pekashim Bishul. A klisheni does not have a din of bishul. The meila, all the pieces of chal that you break up and put into your soup, which your soup is at best a klisheni, it's not a klisheni. Then soup, the piece of chal that you crumple up, or a piece of masa, masa parfum, take a piece of masa and just break it up into pieces, stick it in your soup. But that's still going to be amaki. That's not considered bishul, and you're going to have to wash on that if you're having such soup. Unless you leave it in long enough that it's going to lose its lechem from shriya. If it's nishra long enough inside that it's going to be nechlabing the water, the challah, the matzah, so then in the chanami then it's going to lose its lechem, even if you can still tell that it's a piece of matzah lechem. But the Rosh Hashanah says that usually such a thing only happens after a few hours. Mizuka Teshu says that Rav David Mimis used to put it at night, used to put the piece of bread in the water at night, so that you should be able to lose it in three sinam. Why can't you do it right when you woke up in the morning? You want to do it in the Shachar? Do it right before you. Do it in the morning. By the time you come back to Shachar, it'll be ready. Elamai, it takes a few hours to be the Shachar. So it's not going to have an individual to have to get 30 sinam. Just with the Shriya by itself, by the time you finish your soup in 5-10 minutes, it's definitely not going to lose the 30 sinam, and you would have to wash it. However, even when it's in a Kli Rishon, the Chazanish says it has to be inside a Kli Rishon for sheer bishul. If you have a piece of masa, a piece of challah, and it falls out of your hands into the pot that's boiling on the fire, or Kli Rishon, or you decide in Lahenji that you want to make macaroni, the pot of water is boiling on the fire, and you want to have a challah. You're not just going to wash it. What you do is you take the challah, you dunk it in the water for a second, pull it out. Leave it outside, it'll dry in 3 minutes on a day like today, and you're good to go. You took away, you remember Vashal a piece of, okay, it has to be less than a kazai. Vashal, you cut it in half, you stick it inside, and you won't have to wash. Let the Chazanish know. It has to be a shir bishul. Well, come on, there's no shir bishul, just to dunk it in and take it out, says the Chazanish, that's not going to be mafkia, I'm saying, it's not. It's not going to be mafkia, the din of lechem. How long is the shir bishul? Until what would the chayr take something to be nefashah? A minute or two for something to be nefashah. Nothing goes in a second, generally. So, I don't know if there's a specific amount of how long it is. That's when we get to the first halacha. When we get to the second halacha, Mishnah Berurah says in Tzivkan Nun Tet, what really comes out of, when he's talking about Knedlach, what comes out really from the Mishnah Berurah halacha is, he's talking about tigur. He says, if you have tigur or prusas that are more than a kazai, in other words, you take a piece of challah, you stick it into a frying pan. Imlay bishlam b'gedera tigur b'matva ve'mashke b'matva. Matva b'agar ha'am lo ha'am bishlam. In other words, if somebody takes a piece of challah and he, let's say, like what we call in English French toast, stick in a little bit of egg, and then you put it into the frying pan. So for ground that it has it's more than a kazayin, and the chayr is not going to lose the tzara lechem. Even if it would be bishul, it would lose the tzara lechem. So for sure, if it's just tigur, it's not going to lose the tzara lechem. The only shayla is, let's say you make French toast out of old piece of challah, Now, not a kazayin. What's the din of pigun? When you go ahead and you're metagging something in a decent amount of oil, what is the din of pigun? Is it mavatul teres lechem or is it not? So really, there's three different types of pigun that we have. There's deep frying, which the way that the Shmir Shabbos Kavadah brings down from Rishon Zalman. Mali Bishop Bamayim, Mali Bishop Bishaman. What's the difference between Mashal and Mashal and water from Mashal Bishaman? Deep frying has the same thing as Bishal. A Mela, if Bishal is giving Mashal a third lesson, deep frying is also going to be Mashal a third lesson. Then we have frying in a frying pan, like much of what we do. It's just you put a little bit, you spray a little bit of something, you put that a little margarine, a little bit of oil, that it shouldn't stick to the bottom, it shouldn't get burnt. Whatever you're frying, it shouldn't get burnt. That, the Ramah says, if you dial it, does not have a thing of Tegan Bafal. That's regular Afiyah. That has the tigun that is up here. The tigun that we have a shava about, that's when the tigun that we make schnitzel in, for those that don't need fried schnitzel. You have a half inch or so of oil. It's not just that it shouldn't stick, it's that the oil should give a tam to the thing that you're making. Either to the schnitzel, to the French toast, whatever it is. Such a tigun, does that tigun have a din of official? Does that tigun have a din of afir? So the essence of Safik, Mishra Berurah says, Mashmah that friend of Safik, even the Rishonim of the shava, the Shari team brings down Nun Beis. Whether or not the Stephen has a din of Afiyah or a din of Bishul, but merely says, if you're going to go ahead and make French toast out of pieces of challah that are less than a kazayin, it's a suffix whether or not it's a mighty, suffix whether or not it's a zaynus, and therefore, ein lo yichlom ela techasudu. That you should only eat it techasudu. The chur, the same din applies when you get a matzah brine that people make. If you take pieces of matzah, generally the matzah brai, unless you make matzah brai out of a whole matzah, your pieces are going to be less than a kazayin. You break a matzah to pieces, mix it together with a little bit of oil, and oil and egg, and you fry it. So if you fry it with just a tiny little bit of oil, l'chara can have a din of afiyah. But if you fry it with a decent amount of oil to make it a shmak oily taste, then in economy, you have the same stuffing, whether or not matzah brai is going to be hamaisi or it's going to be kazayin. Therefore, in life, one alateh has to be. In the egg itself? The egg makes it that it's considered that it's boiling, it's mushal inside of the egg. The egg is just really to hold it together. The question is that going to cook? Egg is like kali abishal. No matter how much heat you're going to have, your egg is going to turn into something. Shall is that going to be considered as if you're cooking your matzah through that? The bishal of your matzah? The same shall we have in the Bruno or the honey of the Bruno. I don't know if that's considered a bishal. It's not the derech bishal. Not the derech bishal that they're talking about. The same way that the place you want to tell you that the bishal in steam is not considered a bishal. It's doing the wrong way. You eat bishal because you're any other type of bishal you're going to have, it's not going to be. You found a way that if a new bishal occurs, because that's not the derech, but a new bishal, that's going to have a new bishal. However, the third is three aces how to make matzah brai, and you shouldn't have any stuff with the brother. Heard of what I come out. One is brought down in the Pesach Shuvah, that's all it brings down. He says, make sure that your pieces of matzah are very distinct and clear. Don't make them into tiny little pieces, break it up. Break it up into decent-sized pieces, you can still tell that it's matzah. Mix it up with a little bit of oil and egg, wherever you make them. And fry it with just a tiny little bit of oil that it shouldn't burn. Then for sure it's going to be on my feet. It's not going to lose its three to the number. Just the kilo and a fee, it's not a visual. And it'll lose its three to the number by mixing it together with other stuff. Can for sure be on my feet? The Chimach of Stern, in his favorite verse, and then he brings down another Eitza. He says from Rishon Zalman, another way to make it, then it's for sure be the same. Is break up the pieces into less than a kazali, put them into a clear rishon, be mavashal them first, cook them first, so it'll be mafkiya tera selection of the matzah, and then mix it up with the regular ingredients, and fry it. No matter how much you fry them with, if you're ready to use mafkiya tera selection, probably you should have to put it with a little bit of oil. Kher is very mafkiya. If you mix this together with other things also, then and the third of the third is to grind up your matzah into matzah meal, make it much finer, and then the only reason that it has a din of habaiti is just because it never lost its third spot, and you didn't do anything to it except for grind it up. You sell the same pieces, they're running the same class. Once you're going to mix it with anything else, it's going to lose the third class. That's like the second din of the mechavim. The small little features that you mix with the vash and rash, or loses the din of basa. So kokam is going to give it a tiny little piece. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it. If you're making the basa, it's just short. And mix it up together with honey or oil or whatever it is, and then you fry them, and it's also going to be a din of kuzayim for sure, and without any stomach broth. You pour it from earth.
You pour from earth.
That's the shalat. The kliyushin is has been kliyushin of shem b'shem. Well, it's a topic. The best thing to do is to do first is to put the matzah inside of the kedera, inside the pot. They shouldn't get into shem. Kliyushin is for sure. We don't reckon it in b'shem. Kliyushin is considered in b'shem. Yuri is a shalat. Therefore, you have the same shalat. So you should only eat the techa too. Sometimes you have really four different mahalchim of making matzah by. One is going to be a topic. You just simply make it into pieces and you deep fry it. You fry it in a decent amount of oil, you're going to add a topic. And then you have three other aces on how to make them. Either that'll be for sure a maizi or for sure a maizi. That's going to get to matzah bread. The same type of hechatens you could have when you get to challah kugel. Challah kugel also is to get out of the problem that you shouldn't have a shayla whether or not it's a maizi. Also, quite to say that you could either, like Shlomo Zalman said, when you get to the masa, then boil it first. You can take a piece of the masa that is less than a kezai and be mevashel them first in water, that should lose its tarisa denama, and then you can mix it up with other things and bake it, try to be a problem. However, someone told me that if you try doing that, all the masa is going to come together and it's not going to work out so well. Hence, another eighth I thought was that the Brachy wanted to say, hey, so that you should be able to make challah kugel that it shouldn't be in shallow, is instead of being megabal with water, instead of mixing it up with water, raised water, mix it up with raised juice. However, juice, you say that it can't be juice from concentrate. Juice from concentrate is really mostly water. It doesn't have any of mixed TV. And the Mela, if you really use something which is real juice, some type of real juice, and I think he says over there, Mr. Jews, I think he says on the bottom there, according to the law, you're allowed to write 100% TV, even if it comes from concentrate. So all those are wondering about the grape juice that say 100% TV, theoretically, it's still being from concentrate. It could be that they added water, because after all, water is also natural. So, not such a right. So maybe you have to, if you take the pieces of challah, which are less than a kazani, mix them up together with some sort of juice, then not going to have a din of, that's like the second din of the mechaber, second halach of the mechaber, that pieces of that are less than a kezayin, they mix together with something else, and they lose the threes of the nama, doesn't have threes of the nama. And maybe you bake them, and you're not going to have a problem with the shell, it'll be the same. How come? It's a question if you already mafkir the shame pass before and they're not. It could be, well, we'll get up to that. We'll get up to that in a minute. But it could be that that's not the normal when it was already mafkir before. And two different things when you get to the we'll get up to that in a minute. The last halacha of Sefiyot, the Mishnah Berurah got in the Sefkodim test, he's talking about Kneiloch. So he's telling you it really depends on the way that you make your Kneiloch. Which, what comes out from him, from the halacha mindset, that if you go ahead and you take your matzah and you break it up into little tiny pieces, you make it up into matzah milk, and then you mix it together with a little bit of shuman, which l'chor is the same halacha would apply to mix together with water. It's the same thing. You're taking something which doesn't be'etzem have teresa denama. You made it into the matzah, into matzah milk. It doesn't have teresa denama anymore, and you're mixing it together with something else. The only reason it still had a din of ha'maisi is because you didn't do anything to change it from its matzah. Like the Mechaber says, well, comment that it had a third spot and you broke it up into little pieces, it's still going to retain its third spot unless you do something to me. However, if you go ahead and you mix it together with something, so now it doesn't retain its third spot anymore, you might feel the third spot. But Mela, even if you, all together now, you put all the pieces of matzah meal together and you made it into a ball which is more than a kazan, and you stick it into your soup and your mevashel, it's not going to make any difference. It's not considered it. We're not going to be patient with the Magen Arom that holds that that's considered something which is a kezayin, and therefore bishul is not going to be afkina teres lechem, since the only way that became a kezayin is because you mixed it up and you put all the little pieces together and made it a kezayin. That doesn't make something into kezayin. Memelo, we still reckon it as 10 little pieces that were mixed together with water or oil or eggs or something else. And therefore, if you mevashel it, it's not going to have a din of plastic and a din of din. Memelo, our kelah, that's the way basically we make our kelah, make it out of matzamil, make it out of, or you put in a little flour also maybe. Basically made out of matzamil, and you mix it together with all types of things, seltzer, those are the ones that make it fluffy, and eggs and oil and other things. It's not going to have a, even if it's bigger than a kezayin, it's not going to have a din of pas, it's going to have a din of nuzayin. However, that's all if you're going to boil them. But if you're going to go ahead and take this matzah meal and mix it together with water and you're going to bake it, so then you're going to have a problem, it's going to turn back into pas, and just like any other pas, we made it into matzah meal, now it has it's a din like batim, it's a hamaitis though. Mixing it together with water, so it depends on what you do to them. If you're mevashel it, it's not getting a teres lechem. But if you bake it, so now you're turning it back into amaitzi, it says the Mishnah Berurah, then in such a case, it's going to for sure be amaitzi. If also another shleyechem came to say chasudah, they've given the man levan, but often yishleim din pas gomer. If you just mix them together with water, so then it's a din of pas gomer, and you make them a hamaitzi. If you mix it together with a little bit of oil, but it's not ready to negate the water, then you have a shayla, you should only need to say chasudah. But if you mix it together with ready oil, or ready other things to negate the water, then it's a mezayin. The hainu, all our cakes that we make on Pesach. People that make cakes that are matzah meal. So if you take matzah meal and you mix it together with oil and honey and eggs and all the other things they mix it together with, so ready to negate the water, fashion you don't even put it in the water. Meal, that's going to have a din of mezayin. It's not going to din, that's a regular din of pasta over kissing. We have a din of mezayin, it's not going to have a din of hamaitzi. Mela, all the cakes from Pesach, for those that eat kibbutz, are going to be mezainis, and not going to be a shalav of hamaitzi. So they're made together with even though they're baked, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if you bake your knedla, it's going to have a din of hamaitzi, that's if they're baked with just water. But if they're baked with other ingredients, not water, then it's going to be a mezainis, and not a hamaitzi. That is Penegea to Sifyur. When you get to Sifyur Aleph, Pasa Shori be Mayim. So Sifyur Aleph and Sifyur Yubayim really go together. That the Dinim of Shriya. So the halacha is, if you put pas in water long enough that the water changes color, or in Yayin, that's a light wine, a white wine, if it changes, if it's in the Slavi, not just the pas, we reckon that the pas also turns to the Nam. Or there's a chiddush from the Mordechai that if you put it into wine which is red, then even if it's not nishra so much, nishra is just a tiny bit, the pas turns red, then it's ready mafkir the din of Teresa the Nama, it doesn't have a din of Teresa the Nama, you can eat it, it has a din of Mazin. So different than pasta over kissing. Look, if your piece of bread falls into your tooth banana drink and turns red, in the Hanami would be Mazin. However, if you look at the Bira Lachim, the topic whether or not, just because it fell in for a second, and it changed colors, it's going to be mafkir the third pas. Now it doesn't have a third pas, so it's got a little bit red, so it's not going to be, it's not going to have a din of pas anymore. So we blind to Tarachim, and Lachar the Tarachim and Dino, he says, Ramela Lachara, even if your pas falls into your tooth banana, you should only eat it Techatuz. However, this is only, the whole shalom that comes up when it's Nishra inside. When the Bira Lachim before him, the right before him, the Bira Lachim says that if it's just colors, like if you go to sometimes to a hotel or to a restaurant, they serve bread, so they're totally green. If you look here in Yala, if you look out the window here, they also have something like that. The whole top is green. It's like a greenish, zaatar bread or these other types of bread. That's not going to change, even though it's not, it doesn't look like the regular bread. That's the Bira Lachim before him. He says, Oysam lechon sheikhon yamtev, it's saving you made zaatar. You color it a little bit. That's not going to be any sad that it's going to be after the third lesson. After you even put that, I'm waiting. Shani can't have a shorik sad. It's only because it's shorik sad. There we can say that it's after the third lesson. If you just paint it, then that's not going to change anything. That's not going to take off the third lesson. And the chaval, even without that, the Mitzvah Rav Shul in Orlatin, he wants to tell me. He says that this whole this whole din is bet mechidish. Like, Rabbi Yarmach is claiming, just because when it's in a red wine, now it loses terelechem, even though it wasn't nishar long enough that it changes color, that the yain changes in the slabim because of it. Mechidim. So he says that on the din, ain't the chabayah chedushin. The meal adapts something which is red. The Mordechai only said by red, not something which is red. It falls into your cocoa, it falls into your coffee, and it changes brown. And the chamami, kenzam, we wouldn't say over there that it's mafkid terelechem. And therefore, Bechor is also a topic, he might play a little different too though. He wanted to go make a decision of that if it falls into your wine, it's not a problem. Even though he only brings it down to Yishvi Shehoimer, he says, Shulchan Aruch, it's not because somebody else is Chelik on it. Just because he says Yishvi Shehoimer, it's not because there's other people that are Chelik. He didn't find anybody that's Chelik on it. The Mechaber says that something which is Mitzvah, and you can find a car for so Yishvi Shehoimer, because he doesn't have Mechaber in the Gemara. But not that anybody is Chelik. So if he wants to dine that if it falls into Yishvi banana, eat it the same, it's no problem. However, if it falls into your coffee, then you have a shayla, falls into your cocoa, not so posh.
But
You should only eat it in that sip, the Mishnah Berurah said that when you eat this piece of pap that's together with the yayin, it really depends on your kavana of why you're eating it. Is it just for the yayin? Is it for the pap? And it says, b'meilo, what's going to get to us, in terms of a person, you see this every morning if you go down to the dining room, people taking their cookies and dipping it into their milk, or into their coffee. People like go ahead and they take their ragalot, or they take their cookies, and they dip it into their coffee. It says, if your kavana is for both of them, then you have to make a bracha on that cookie, so make a bracha on the coffee. However, if your bracha is just for the, if your kavana is dafka v'negiyah to the pasav of a kisnin, then you only have to make a bracha on the pasav of a kisnin, whatever it is that you're dumping inside, and you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the coffee. Which I was thinking, the chayra, even if you're left over at the end, what happens? You have three ragalach and you have a cup of coffee. So you're dipping your ragalach in, and you're really not so interested in the coffee. You just like to taste inside the ragalach. It softens up the ragalach a little bit, your cookies a little bit, and therefore you like it. Some people don't like it like that, some people do like it like that. No. But it depends all what your kavanah is. If your kavanah is for the coffee or not. So if you want if it's just to give a taste to your ragalach, so what happens? You ate your three ragalach, and now you have a third of a cup of coffee left over at the end. So you're not going to just leave it there, so you drink it. Do you have to make a bracha on that or not? So b'chor, I was thinking it's the same thing as cereal. The same thing like cereal, if you made a bracha on the cereal and left over the milk at the end, and you drink the milk at the end, you would never make a bracha. It's tough of Essam with Pater not the bracha. And remember, I told the same thing with bracha. You want to decide that, let's say you have milk left over at the end of your cereal, and you take your milk and you pour it into a cup and you drink it. What would be the din? Can you still say that it's tafel? You can't just say that you're drinking the milk because it's there. You're drinking the milk, actually, you made it into a drink now. It's not just because it's left over in your bowl, therefore you're drinking it. No one goes ahead and takes the milk which is just left over, he drinks it with his spoon. Finish it up. If you go ahead and put it into milk, he didn't say that he has the carpet. He says the carpet is far. Actually, it should be a regular drink. And the melo, it's going to be, you might have to make a bracha shot on that. Now you're gonna drink it out of a bowl. You drink it with your spoon. If you have a nice amount of milk, most people they don't have a ton of milk left at the end. The milk is just there to give to make the cereal palatable. So you have a little milk at the end. Well, come on, that you're what? Igmar ma. Nah, ma. There are well, in the cereal it is a tough one. Because you just had put the milk there that you should be able to eat the cereal. But now you're left with a little bit. So you just drink that up. You bet the pot of it. But once you're gonna change it into a different you're gonna put it into a different cup, once at a time, you're gonna have to make another bracha. I don't know if there's, even if you would be, no, Pashas Man. So I want to say over here, even though it's in a different cup, well, you didn't put it in a different cup. It was always in a different cup. You weren't Ashavi, you didn't change it into anything, but you just had the coffee inside of your cup. Now you're trying to eat it with your Ragavach. You didn't finish your Ragavach, you finished your Ragavach and you didn't finish your coffee. You just down it. You didn't activate anything to the, you didn't put it into a new cup, you didn't do anything to it that it should now change its realm. Question is still going to be tough. However, at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah says, since it's a Shaima, he says, in a case where your Kavan is for both of them, it's still better, and you should have to make a bracha on both of them, it's still better to, if you're dipping your Ragavach this time, it's still better to make a bracha on the, he says that really should make a bracha on the coffee first, and then on the mezainis. Because if you make a bracha on the mezainis, maybe you're going to pater the coffee, because maybe the coffee really is the tafel. But he says, since it's a shayla, whether or not, since you're not really supposed to make a bracha of shakal before your mezainis, the best thing to do is make a mezainis on your ragala, and take a little bit of sugar before you have your coffee. Take a little bit of sugar and make a bracha on the sugar, and then have your coffee. Then you have no more shadows left. If you're left with coffee at hand, if you're not left with coffee, is it really tough or is it not really tough? Take a piece of cookie, make a mezainis, take a little sugar, make a shakal, and you're good to go. This is just also a makar that Mishnah Berurah holds that sugar is not a topic anymore. Even though sugar says, you're my flake, you're shaking, if it's a'ik or it's a double shakal, but over here we see first that it's not just that which you say shakal, that's once we say shakal, shakal. And if you want to pop this one as a topic bracha, you have to take sugar, which is a shakal, and pop there enough. We recommend it to be a glass of shakal. What's that? On what? Pashas, you're not going to have to make a bracha for any coffee anyhow, because you can drink it if they steal from you. You didn't have that much left over, though, after you kept sitting in what's that? The meaning of that is to be an ocean, meaning that is what I saw basically. The meaning is not to make a bracha right now, unless you right now. Hey, the way goes off in the church. This year, Gimel, the Mechaber brings down Halacha, which causes big hack every Hanukkah when it comes to Sufganiyah. The Machal brings down Halacha of Machlokes Rishenim. It brings down both sheets of the Machlokes Rishenim that we saw in Tesis, Menu Tam and the Rash, which is Chorish and Kufrashi. That if you have Issa, something which started off as Issa, regular dough, challah dough, and you wanted and you decided to make it into Sufganiyah, the Hainu, you're going to be mevashel it, let's say. Instead of baking in the oven, you're going to be mevashel it inside a pot. What's the bracha? Do we consider this as a din of pot? Or do we consider it as it through the bishul, maskila teret pot? And even if you convey a suda on it, it's not going to have a teret pot, and you always make mezainis on it. So the Mechaber brings down one shita, which the Ramah says is no'agu l'hokum, that is the meaning of Erlum, is to go like that shita, that it does not have a din of pot. Does not have it in a fast, no matter how much you're going to eat, it's going to be mezain. However, there's another shita, a yori shamayim, which it seems like in the Reis HaKelim, that there are more goes with that also, when he's talking about his pashtidas and his kreplach. A yori shamayim should be machved to eat these things only 10 up to them. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkar 9 Vav, Hainu afilu b'shahoy yadayti b'shavlila labash l'tani. That means, even when you made the dough with the intention, with the explicit intention, to be mavashim, or to be metagini, still, a yor shemayim should only eat a techasudim. So what we see from here, simple l'chareira would be the sufganiyot, which are not baked, or kilu mavoshu. L'chareira they would have, it would be telling this makhlekes, which means ikir dedina, which I think that's how the chazanish goes also. Make it a dina, it's a mezain. Even if you convey a sud on it, it has a din of mezain. However, our Yorin Shemayim should only eat a techasudim. Now, that itself is not so simple. If you look at the Bir Alacha here, Yorin Shemayim, it says it's not so simple to eat something like this, techasudim. Something which let's say it's betem, it's eaten with kinuach, it's eaten as a dessert, so even if you're going to eat a tekhatuda, your amish is not going to pass it. If you go ahead and start having jellyfish in the middle of your suda, you're going to have to make a shakal. There's no shakal in the suda, it's considered in a bama of the suda, you're going to have to make a bracha. If you start having donuts in the middle of your suda, then pashtus, you're still going to have to make a bracha on it. If you try to give aces, it's in a bama of the suda. It's not considered as a chelik of the suda that you should have to make a bracha on. That's why if you have a fruit cup in the middle, sometimes they say you should. Depends on the possible of the kitchen. It could be something which is for sure not considered a ball, machal the suda. Even mezainis, the shavu. We have to get the possible of the kitchen. It can't be that I'm a rock raised to buy any possible of the kitchen. Maybe that's by Mimfuguri. Certain of the possible of the kitchen, for sure you have to make a bracha on the suda. We're just only mistook whether or not what's considered possible of the kitchen. But if we know for sure that it's possible of the kitchen, then possibly you would have to make a bracha on the suda. It's not considered a ball, machal the suda. Would a Tufganiya be considered? Is the Bama of the Suda? Is there any time to say that a Tufganiya is Bama of the Suda? Kenzan? Right? Who eats Pesach Sechel Suda? That's a Shabbat. Some Shabbat is considered Tufganiya. Considered? Yes, so it's a Shabbat. So if you're Pesach Suda on it, the Bir Halacha says, if you go ahead, he says you should eat it, he says Mefurish. If you go ahead and you wash and you have a kazayit and then you take your donuts and you sit down and you, that's what your lunch is, your supper. And supposedly that's what you see the first meal one night of Hanukkah. That's supper. Supper is? Or what? Alma. Mezain. Lama no? No, I'm like, then. However, if we look, this is all going to get to Sufganiya that maybe is made at home or something. We made at a chalado, get some extra chalado, not something sweet. However, a sufganiya which is made like pasta mabakistan, which is niloish bidvash, or roiv made paris, which is pashas the way that they are made nowadays in the bakery, and it's mutugin, deep fried in oil. So that's the end of this dip, which the Rama says, Hol ze lai mariya la b'isa shi'im b'ashem and bidvash v'chayit shabayim. Ela shi mutugin behem, avon niloish men, pranis baradim like the pasta mabakistan. Something? That's how it gets the brown color. Deep fry. For a second. So if it's baked, so then the third has the regular color, we'll pass them over the kitchen. If it's sweet, if it's mamula, then it's going to be the thing. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkan Tevei, in such a case where mitugim and it's mixed with other things, v'chein atla yesh kol kamini kalechem gavon levarach lavam moitzim lo yikavet su dalayim. Nuri yu pas kitzim. Yim kavet su dalayim v'dei kamaitzim levarach lavam yimim yisayim. That tigim yim kima teres lechem agamri yish kaitzim levarach lavam yimim 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 yimim. He says, in a case where you make these donuts like pas above a kitzim, then even the yesh kol kamini that we said before him, that holds that a Yari Shemayim should eat it only take a sudo, you're not going to have to eat the second sudo. Unless you can eat a sudo, you would not have to eat the second sudo. Eva Zay Pastas, our Sufganiyot, which are the Chari Pastas of a Kitsin, the sweet, they're made with rave, made period, can they get the water, the way that they make them, most of them, and with a lot of sugar and other things to make them sweet. And even a Yari Shemayim, the Chari is not going to have to eat them, take a sudo. As long as he's not going to eat a sudo on them, the Chari went to the Shabura, there's no eating to eat them, take a sudo. However, if you're kaveh a suda on them, then you have to eat, then a yari shemayim should take a suda. What do we call kaveh a suda? So it's a very hard gather, but the chura, if you have two already, it could be that it's kaveh a suda. According to the brachas, the kezayis book, he says that a custard donut, which is the art jelly donut, he says 1/8 of them is a kazayin. That means 8 times that is 1, full 1. That would be a shir shviya suda. I don't know if that you can consider that a shir shviya suda, but 2, which is double that amount, which is 8 basin, that's lechara. And also, most people don't eat more than 2 donuts that is in the city. I don't think. What? 6 donuts? Why is it? They don't need that system? What do you mean? A person. That's always a challenge. That can take you into the nap. Generally, after you eat 2, you're going to fall. 2 big donuts, you're not eating a third donut so fast, right away. So it's hard to say. That's how Rukas wanted to say also, that if you eat 1 lechari, it's not going to be in Yishal Yor Shemayim. If you're eating less than a Kishir Kvietuda, then even a Yor Shemayim can just say a Tzikhtuda. Now let's just stress one thing over here. Make sure the Dina, the Bracha is Mezainis and Alamechil. Even if you have 8,000 of them. Doesn't make a difference. That's Me'ikud Adino. And that's Venogul Hakul, what the Ramah says, and that's, I think, how the Chazanish goes also. That the Bracha is that it's Mishayim. However, the way that the Mishayim Baruch comes out from this, and to be the same, like this second time in the Shavanar, a Yor Shemayim should eat it, if it's going to come out, to be Kuveya Tudah, on Tuvganiyot, the Yor Shemayim should eat it as Tudah. If you didn't eat it as Tudah, the Bracha Achernet is Alam Mishayim. And if you're eating a mamish and you hold this, this is not a shir kaviyah suda for you. Also, maybe we'll have to get to the things about the kiss, and such thing could be considered how we reckon shir kaviyah suda. But lechayr we can say it's mezainus and alamichya. And if you're not kaviyah, mezainus and alamichya, that's even if you're kaviyah, I don't know if you're kaviyah. And then you're considering kaviyah suda. That's kaviyah suda. You're kaviyah. What? No, then you're a kaveh suda. I'm talking about if you're not kaveh. But a person needs 2. For him, 2 is like you need 2 regular. That's not a kaveh suda for him. He can really put down 6 or 7 without a coffee. So, and then, 10 times, we don't recommend a kaveh suda, maybe. There's a bracha, seems to be that he was Mavara, that's the way that they made him, but he's very big favorite. It's all a kufala to the back. Maybe if you eat a whole one. No, if you eat a whole one, it's hard to say the whole one. Not to say the whole one. That was it. Thought we were considered Kaveh Suda, I mean, isn't it? Therefore? Then you resent. That's how we're trying to make sure that you only have to make a resent. We're saying that it wouldn't be possible to get when it's fried. What do you mean if it's... No, he says that the Bir Lachos, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says in the case... Call us to the alay, but they come in the end of our call being in the day. That's the good his key and the third flag on the gambi. And he's talking about information. Right, he says, in other words, this whole Ramah at the end is only going to be the day of Yer Shemayim. When you get to the first shot, the whole end of the Ramah is only by when you get to Yer Shemayim. According to the first chat that holds that Tegan Samadhi must get a third lachem, then you can eat 100, that's not going to be a problem. Okay. Okay. Sifi Dala talks about Cholot, which the Ramon says, Kimi Pash Cholot is ever racing, Shacharka Kafol Betaner, Pan Gomerum, Mavara Pazami. Something which was Cholot Bereisin, Lecheret Mavoshel, and then you baked it, it has within a pasuk only. The Meila says Rabbi Yashiv, if that's the case, how do you make Yerushalmi Kulum? You take lakshin and you boil it, and then you go ahead and you put it, make it into pasuk. Then you bake it in an oven, or you bake it in a mevushal, in a pot with just a tiny bit of oil. That's when it doesn't have a din bishul. It has a din of ilf, like the Mishmur says, that it's an ilfa. Who was in a mafo, the ilfa is b'li mashke. You made it in a pot without mashke. It's not considered a mevushal or medogan. It has a din of afiyah. The Meila says of Yashiv, if you go ahead and you make Yerushalmi kugel, and it has a din of pasta of the kitchen. It's part gomer. I know it's based on this Shulchan Aruch. It says it's part gomer. So our kitchen Yerushalmi kugel is mixed together with a lot of other ingredients. It's going to have a din of pasta of the kitchen. The Meila says of Yashiv. It says, even though we consider it as lost of truth, the Rama, once you mix it together and you bake it, then it gets a third pasta. Then it looks like pasta. First of all, the pasta is baked together with I think the way that it says, he was there, so we asked him to get to the diamond. He said that it's not going to be unwaiting. It doesn't look hard to lose the three to the diamond. It's not. It's not like Yerushalmi Kogan. Yerushalmi Kogan is turned into one chesta of a Kogan. What? Any lakshin is over. Macaroni doesn't. It doesn't. It's still very distinctive that the pieces are each piece is its own piece. It's not turned into a pizza, it's not turned into a kumar. Mele, he wants to say that if you're going to be kaveh suda on your Yerushalmi kogel, if you have a shear kaveh suda, you're going to have to wash. Even though the machab, the Ramah said, Siftim Gimel, that lakshin or spaghetti, or macaroni, or for that matter, tzitzim and couscous and these other things, even lasagna. Mr. Bracha says he asked everybody if they want to attend lasagna also. Does not have a din of teresa d'nama, and you can eat as much as you want, and you're not going to have to wash on it. However, once you turn it into an isa, once you changed it, you mix it with other ingredients, and you made it into like a batter, and you baked it, then it turns into a regular pas. Then it's like a regular din of pas. You made it into a pas. You made it into like an isa, and it turns into a pas. So Chima Chassern said, he wants to tell you that maybe it's different. Maybe the whole din of Sif Yudala that says that if you first mevashalem and then you bake it, and it's in a pas, maybe that's when it wasn't roi to be eaten after the bishul. But once it was roi to be eaten after the bishul, then you already mafkir the third pas, and it's not going to help anything when you go ahead and bake it. Everybody baked it, but you already mafkir the third pas before. Once you mevashalem, you mafkir the third pas. The only time that the mechaber was talking about was definitely a case where it wasn't roi lachima. What's such a mashal? The Chazanish says on this halacha, because the way we make bagels. How do you make a bagel? They make a dough, they're a chilla dipper rice, and they boil it for a minute, in or number, few seconds, a minute, 30 seconds, 30 seconds each time, inside the hot water, and then they go ahead and bake it. There, it's not ready lachila after they're, you can't eat that, those bagels just yet after they boil it. You have to go ahead and as far as I know, and bake it. Then it turns into a dinner pot. Such a thing, something similar to that, he doesn't give this example of bagel. Or that one would be such an example that the Mechaber is talking about. A bagel. That is a moichias with kuyama, even though you mevash it first, you put it into boiling water. That's not mafkiya, that afterwards when you bake it, it's not going to have a third spot. It doesn't mean pas gomer, and you have to make a moichias on a bagel. However, over here, when we made the lakshin, and it was right after him, and during making the bishul, it was mafkiya the third spot. In other words, it doesn't have a teresa d'nama. Therefore, once you're going to bake it afterwards, it's not going to have a dinner of teresa d'nama. Rechiel Michel Stern. He's arguing a mark. However, maybe this is in the safer bit of the din. However, in Kevitz Shuva Skele Gimel, he, Ayashev, has a Shuva about Yerushalmi Kogel. And he's with Yachas to the Taino. And he says, first of all, we don't see anywhere that's Mechalik. So, it's a nice Chilik. But Mechalik is not Mechalik. And he says, even though this chilek is in the Rishonim, the Ramban mentions such a chilek. However, if you look at the Ramban in Hilchos Kala, he does not la'alach when he brings it down, he does not bring it down. But merely once it's done, then it's going to be on the However, if you look at the bracha, it brings down from all the places, basically, the Zayin. And Be'etem, and some of the Svaris are, because you can still see the Itriyot, you can still see the Lakshin, even afterwards, it just mixed together, stuck together, with some brown mixture, which is just like sugar and oil that got brown in the, on the fire. That's what it is. And a little bit of pepper. But it starts sticking together these things. Really, you still see the trip. It doesn't turn into a different... doesn't turn into a different machine. And that's what Bergwitz said also, that it's going to be a mezenya. It's not going to be he doesn't, as far as he knows, he doesn't know anybody that's not going to this to make... even if you convey it to you, to make up my thing. And that's when that was the whole rayon behind Yerushalmikul. The whole part of Yerushalmikul is that you should be able to eat as much as you want, and you're not going to have to bench. Because it's riyot. It's the whole part. That's what the Ramah said. It doesn't have to be the Ramah. And you could be conveyed through the Kiddush Brachim through the, and you could be conveyed through the, what? Who's it? Why not? We ate your kiddush brachim tzuda, so we say you can't be kiddush brachim tzuda. Eat as much as you want, and you should not have to finish. That is the rayon behind it. Bamela, enjoy your Yerushalmi kumul. Now, if you're gonna have to make a brachim on a pickle, that's a different shayla. Hopefully, we'll get to that when we get to this part of the bigger tzapa. Some people don't know what the shayla of pickle has to do with Yerushalmi kumul. Some people can't eat Yerushalmi kumul without a pickle. Hence. They don't tell you anything. Sifu Dalit and talk about Trukni and Teresa. Now Teresa, it's not exactly clear what Teresa is. Teresa is, the Mechaber says, it's a batter that you take and you put it on some sort of hot griddle or something. And such a thing does not have Teresa Dinamo, or doesn't have a Teresa Lechem, and therefore you can eat as much as you want and it's not a waste. Everyone's having a little trouble. Exactly what is the thing? What is the thing? What is included in this tree? So it seems from most place games, however, this one that I also, that blintzes that are very, very thin and they're made with such a batter, the flour and water, and you basically you take a ladle and you stick it on the griddle or something, or in a frying pan, and it spreads out and it turns very thin. Such a thing is going to be resilient even if you eat 100 of them. It does not have a third of lechem. Go and enjoy your glimpses. Mezenis and Alabama. Then we have pancakes. What's in those pancakes? Pancakes are also made like that. So you make a batter, and you take a ladle or some sort of spoon, stick it out, spread that a little bit, doesn't spread out so much, like that. Does that also have a bit of Teresa or not? It is in one place, and it turns into a bagel, and it turns into a dough. Here it's not. Here, when you put it on, it's splashing. So it really depends. So I just looked at reports today because some people are having some trouble with pancakes. He wanted a tiny. He said when he learned there with Ireland, some of the Ireland brought in the pancakes. They brought in the white pancakes, and he said there really is two different types of pancakes. So there's a, which the Zipa Bracha is ready to take us to this problem. He wants the time the Zipa Bracha says that if you're Kaveh Suda on the pancakes, you're going to have to wash and bench. Now, the island is up in arms because we don't know anybody that washes and benches on pancakes. And people have, what? And everybody's Kaveh Suda on pancakes. Whether it's Sunday morning, or it's Thursday night, or it's Tuesday afternoon. Right? People are Kaveh Suda, you stack up the pancakes very nicely with the syrup dripping down, the velvet, the margarine on top, the syrup dripping down, and the whole thing is cutting away. What's that? So, lechoris depends on how David is the Teresa. If, when you break it apart, the texture is such that if it would be a thicker thing, not just a small thing, it would have the syrup, it would be stiff, it would be like pap, it would have the same texture as pap. So lechoris, it does have it in a pap. And if you were conveyed to them, you're going to have to wash and bench. However, if they're thinner, it depends really on how what the recipe is, how you make the recipe. If it's thinner, and it's more similar to a maybe it could be even a little thicker. But if the texture is such that it's more of a floppy texture, and even if it would be thicker, it would be floppy. You can make a blitz as thick as you want, still going to be, it's not going to have the Torah's lesson. It's not going to be, that's not what it, you can see what it, like a pancake is when you open it up. It has a stiffness. It has a Torah's class. It has a, I mean, it really depends on how you make them, but it has some sort of, what's that? It has a doughiness. It has a, what if you make it, like, some people, their pancakes are similar to Blinzen. Sacred Blinzen, or cheese latkes, something like that. Cheese latkes are the same, okay, I'm not, the cheese latkes, I'm not talking about it as a Venice, but it's the same texture, sort of, as a cheese latke. It's not a cheese latke and a pancake have a different texture. Generally, but if you make your pancakes in a thinner texture, thinner, everybody's going to start making their pancakes differently. What, you want to make it mighty? And then it should have a dinner of, shouldn't have a dinner of Pascha call?
Yeah.
I don't know if that has, I don't think that would bake well either. Yeah, you probably could, because probably the texture would not be as such that it would be, a pancake.
If you put a chocolate chip,
you put a chocolate chip?
Yeah.
If so, if you make a very sudo on it, it's not going to help you. You're still going to have to make a very sudo. We're trying to make it in an oven that you should not have to wash on your pancake when you eat that for lunch. So we're going to try to come up with a recipe, or Walt is in charge of finding us a recipe of pancakes that they should not be able to, should not be covered to them. That's going to get to that. Now, we had something somebody brought in yesterday, a wrap, a tortilla. It's made, it's a little different than the harissa. It was very, very thin. But it looks like, I don't know if that was on yesterday, basically it looks like a latke that was sliced into thirds or so. Like the, it looks like a latke, but it's much thinner. We have it here, we can show you. Show and tell afterwards. So, from the way that I was, the rest of my life meets to how it's made with a regular, out of a regular yeast. And they, after it rises a little bit, they press it down. It's made out of pizza, a blula ova, not a blula raka. And after they, it rises a little bit, they press it down and it comes out very flat. Now the purpose of it, supposedly, you don't eat these by themselves, you only fill them up with other things. From what I understand from the people that eat these. So, we had a big shout out, what is it? What raka do you make on these things? Does it not have a third raka? And you shouldn't make him a zaynus even if you eat 100. Doesn't have a shirt last time, and you have to make him a mighty even if you eat 1. So I heard from that machine version summer that it does not have a shirt last time. Doesn't have a shirt last time. You don't need it with shirt last time. You only need it with something else. May listen to this. No matter how many you need, it's going to be the same. A wrap. WRAP. So, we can see afterwards, if you want to see the exact mysterious of what it is, we have one downstairs, we have one in the freezer. I brought it to Rabbi Berkowitz today to see what he said about it. He wanted to say that it's made to be kaveh sudan. This is something which they made to be kaveh sudan. It's a type of bread. It looks like a lasa, looks like bread. And therefore, you would make hamayt on it. And you make hamayt lechayr even if you just see one. Because it's made to be kaveh sudan. You made it to... That's what it's made to be eaten, but there has to be a sudan. And it looks like pas, and to a certain extent it tastes like pas. I don't know exactly. Even though you wouldn't eat it by itself. But you're eating it, you're using it as you would a pas. You're filling it up with other things, and you're eating, instead of using a lot, you're using a wrap. For me, well, whether you're conveying a sudan or whether you're not conveying a sudan, these specifically, I don't know, could be that there's other ones that are made with other ingredients. The way that this was the ingredients, first ingredient was flour, second ingredient was water, and after that was other ingredients. That means we know that the rate of the water can make another ingredient faster. Oil and salt, I think, without other two. So, flashless, it does not have a dinapas of a kismen, and even if you have one, you would have to wash them. One last halacha, Sif Tazayin, at least Sif Yazayin for Pasim of a Kislin, because really it isn't a gift of the Sugya Pasim of a Kislin. Sif Tazayin talks about lechem which is made in the Chama. since it's not made in an oven, it does not have a regular teres lechem, and therefore, even if you convey a suda on it, it's still in the same. So I saw in the Sefer Pisei Halacha, or the fourth, he's in the topic, what's with vas which is made in a microwave? You don't put it in an oven. You make a dough, and you stick it in the microwave. Does that have a din of pas or not? So it doesn't change, it doesn't turn brown like regular pas. It might have the same texture inside, but it doesn't look like regular pas. But to a certain extent, it tastes like regular pas. What bracha would it be? So, this is the topic, I think he brought it to Kane. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, he has a whole sefer almost on microwaves. Halachas of when you get to microwaves, when you get to Shabbos, when you get to Bishop, when you get to this, when you get to that. And when this is one of the topics that he talks about, in fact, test. He says that he brought them to Rosh Hashanah Zalman and to Rayasha, and they both wanted a taina that despite the fact that it doesn't look exactly like bread, but it still has a bit of a bread, it still has a bit of bread. In fact, he made it in a microwave instead of an oven. It's not like a fiyah bachama. A microwave does a much better job, and it turns it into pas like a regular pas. But maybe if you make a bread, you want to your press for time before you got to catch the bus, just wait for the same time, it's not by making your bread inside the microwave, you're still going to have to wash it back.
That was long. Yeah. Don't make pizza out of dough. It doesn't put anything else.